Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim ira kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem izborach u'b'siyato deshmaim merubo. We're about to begin Parshas Metzoiro, which is a direct continuation from Parshas Tazria. And indeed, on a Shana Pshuta, on a regular year, they are laid together. Parshas Metzoiro can be divided into six topics. Topic number one is Zoyhtihiyeh Toiras HaMetzoiro B'yoyim Tohorosoi. The halacha is of how a Metzoiro Muchlot becomes Tohoyo. Topic number two, Vinosati nega tzora'as beveis eretz achuzaschem. The halacha is of tzora'as habayis. Topic number three, ish ki yihye zov mi besoroi, zoivoi tomehu. The halacha is of tumas zov. Topic number four, v'ish ki seitze mimeno shichva zora. The halacha is of tumas shichva zera, known by chazal as a balkeri. Topic number five, shivas yomim tihye venidoso. The halacha is of tumas nido. And topic number six, v'isho ki yozuv zoiv domo yomim rabim beloi es nidoso. The halacha is of tumas zovo. And let us begin b'siyata d'shmaya, the first topic of Parashas Metzoiro. The halacha is of how a Metzoiro muchlot becomes tohir. V'aydaber Adonai el Moshe le'emor, zois tihye toiras ha'metzoiro b'yom tohorosoi, v'huvo el ha'kohen. And Hashem told Moshe to tell Am Yisrael the following. These are the halachos of a Metzoiro on the day that he was healed from his tzoras. The white spot disappeared and he would like to become tohor. Ve'huvo el ha'kohen. Literally translated, he should be brought to the kohen. But that's impossible because a Metzoiro must be michutz lamachane until he becomes tohor. Therefore what it means is he needs to come on to the kohen to be mitire him. Says Rashi, Zois tihye toiras ha-metzoiro b'yoyim tohorosoi, melamein shein metarin oiso b'laylo. This teaches us that the following process must be done by day, not by night. Pasuk gimel, v'yotzo ha-koyhein el michutz la-machane, v'ro'o ha-koyhein v'inei nirpo nega ha-tzora'as min ha-tzoru'a. So the kohen has to leave chutz l'sholosh machanois, where the metzoiro is, and the first thing he has to do is look and check and verify that indeed he was healed from his tzoras, that the white spot is no longer there. Says Rashi, El mechutz lamachane, chutz l'sholosh machanois, shenishtaleach shom bimei chilutoi. Pozuk dalet v'etzivo ha-koyhein ve'lokach lamitaher, shetei tziporim chayois, tohirois, ve'aretz erez ushni soila'as ve'zoiv. And the kohen should command, and they should take for the mitaher, the metzoiro muchlot, who is trying to become tohoyer. What he'll need is the following items. Two live kosher birds. That's the literal translation of chayois, although Rashi will tell us that that's poshut. It says later on that you're going to shecht one of them. Obviously they're alive. Rather, what it's coming to tell us, that it has to be a non-trefa. It can't have a hole in one of its inner organs. And it has to be tohor, it's got to be a kosher bird. V'eitz erez, a branch of a cedar tree, ushni soila'as. Wool dyed in the color red, made out of this substance called shni toila'as, ve'ezoiv, a grass called ezoiv. Says Rashi, chayois, prat le trefois, it can't be a trefo. Tohorois, prat loiv tome, it's got to be a kosher bird, not a non-kosher bird. Now Rashi's coming to explain, what is the significance of these items that the Metzoiro needs in order to become Tohu? The fish going boim al Loshonora, shumaise pit putei dvorim. Loshonora comes from the chet of Loshonora, which is a result of talking too much. Lefichor huzke kulata arosoi tziporim, shemepat petin tomit betziv suvkoil. Therefore we need the birds. For his taharo, they also chirp a lot. You should take a lesson from the birds what not to do. Ve'itz erez, lefisha negoim boim al gasus ruach. Negoim also come for haughtiness. And a cedar tree is very tall. It's a very haughty tree. And therefore, ushni soilaz ve'ezoi matakonosu v'yisrapei. What should you do to correct, to fix your haughtiness? Take a shni toilaz ve'ezoi. Yashpil atzmoi mige usoi. Humble yourself from your haughtiness. Ki toilaz uche'ezoi. Like a worm, and like a grass, very low. Eitz erez doesn't mean you take a whole cedar tree. rather makel shel erez, a branch from a cedar tree. Shni toilas loshen shel tzemer tzavua zahoiris. Loshen shel tzemer means combed wool. Tzavua dyed with zahoiris. That's what this shni toilas is referred to. This red color because it's a shine. It's a shiny red. Posuk hei ve'tzivo ha'koyhein ve'shochat es atzipoy ho'echos el keli cheres al maim chayim. And then the Kohen commands, and they should shecht one of the birds into a kli cheres that has maim chayim, spring water, in it. And you shecht one of the birds into that spring water in the kli cheres. Says Rashi, al maim chayim, noisen oisom tchilo bakli. First you have to put the spring water into the kli cheres, and then shecht the bird into that water. How much water has to be there? Kedei shihei dam tzipa nikar bohem. The amount of water that you'll recognize the blood of the bird, namely not too much water, because then the blood will just disappear. You won't even notice it. The kamohem, how much is that? Rivis. The size, the amount that you put in a kiddush cup. Posuk vav esatzipoy rachayo yikach oiso ves eitzo erez ves shniato ilas ves hoizoy ve. And then the Kohen should take the live bird and the three items, the branch of the cedar tree and the wool dyed red and the ezoiv grass, and he dips them, namely the erez, Shnitoilas and Ezoiv, and the Tzipur Achayo, four items. He dips it in the blood of the shechted bird that was shechted into the spring water. And what does he do with it? Posuk Zayin, Vehizo al hamita heir minatzoras sheva peomim veti haroi veshilach es Tzipur Achayo al pnei asodeh. And the Kohen should sprinkle from this blood mixed into the water that he just dipped these four items into, and he should sprinkle it on the mitahir min atzoras, this mitzira muchlot that would like to become toir from his tzoras, seven times, and thereby he will be mitahirim, the first stage of taharo, and then he takes the live bird and sends it free to fly wherever it wants. Says Rashi, posuk vov, es atzipoy rachayo yikach oiso. There are four items over here, but the tzipoir, the live bird, is not bundled together with the other three items. It's separate. How does Rashi know this? Because it says the word yikach oiso in between. Es atzipoir racha yikach oiso sounds like by itself, and then erez shnitelas ve'ezoiv, they're bundled together. The branch and the grass are tied together with the shnitoilas, this combed wool dyed red. Then they're tied together. You may have thought that the bird is not dunk into the blood water. Tamud leimano v'toval oisom ve'es atzipur achayo. The posuk says mefurish. You dip all of them, this bundle plus the live bird, herzir atzipur lichlal tvila. The bird, although it's not bundled together, but it is included in the tvila, in the bloody water. Posuk ches ve'chibes hamitahires begodov v'gilaches kol se'oro v'rochatz b'mayim v'etohir v'achar yovoy al ha'machane v'yoshav michutz le'oholoi shiv'as yomim. And the mitahir then has to put his clothing in a mikvah, and then he has to shave all the hair of his all over his body. And then he goes to a mikveh, and then he will be toir in the fact that v'achar yovei l'machane. He's now his mutter to enter the machane, which he was usher until now, but he's not completely toir yet. And until that happens, in 7 days from now, v'yoshav michutz le'oholo yishivas yomim, he has to stay outside his tent for 7 days. That is the literal translation of these words. And Rashi tells us, Chazal darshin that oholoi zu ishtoi, that he's osur b'tash mishamito. Does Rashi mean to say that that's the only thing that's osur, but he is allowed to enter his tent? Or does Rashi mean to add to the poshup shat? Of course, he's osur to enter his tent, and he's osur b'tash mishamito even outside his tent. The Mishnah in Masechta Negoim, Perek Yud Dalid, Mishnah Beis, says, Menude mi beiso yeshivas yomim ve osur betash mishamito. And the Goyim over there explains that it means both. There is two isurim. He may not enter his house for 7 days, and even outside his house, he's also betash mishamito. On the other hand, the Rambam, in Perek Yud Aleph, Hilchos Tumas Tzoras, Halacha Aleph says, that osur b'shivas yomim mitash mishamito shenemar michutz le'oholoi. The Rambam does not bring down this iter to enter his house. What is Rashi Shita on the opinion? On the matter, I don't know. Posuk tes vehoyo vayoymashvi'i yegalach es kol seoroi es roishoi vezekonoi ve'ez gabois einov ves kol seoroi yegaleach v'chibes es begodov v'rochaz es besoroi mamayim. And then on the 7th day, he again has to shave all of his hair, whatever managed to grow in 7 days since his last shave. All of his hair includes all the hair of his head, and his beard, and his eyebrows, and all the hair of his body he has to shave off with a razor. V'chibes says begodov once again. He has to put his clothing into a mikvah, and he himself has to go to the mikvah, and then he will become tohoil. Says Rashi, as kol se'oroi, klal uprat uklal. Take a look at the posuk. It starts off as kol se'oroi, that's a klal, a general rule, and then details, roishoi zkonoi gabois einov, and once again, as kol se'oroi, another klal, another general rule. That's the klal uprat uklal that teaches us, lovi kol mokoim kinus se'ov venire. It teaches us that not all the hairs of the body have to be shaved off, rather, only hairs that are similar to the details of roishoi, zekonoi, and gabois einov. Namely, they have to have two things in common. Number one, kinus has to be gathered together. Not a place where there's a hair here, a hair there. And vinire, and has to be seen, as opposed to hairs that are in the nose and in places that are not seen. Why does the Torah specify the details of the giluach at the end of the 7 days in posuk tes more than the first giluach at the beginning of 7 days in posuk ches? I don't know, but both giluchim are the same, have the same din. Posuk yud vayoyim hashmini yikach shnei chavosim tmimim vechav soachas bashenoso tmimo ushlisho esroinim. So he lets mincha belulav hashemen nevelo yegechod shomen. And on the 8th day, from when we began this whole process, now he has to bring korbonos. He has to bring 2 male sheep and 1 female sheep. All of them have to be tmimim, without a mum. The 2 male sheep, one is going to be a korban oshom and 1 a korban oilo, and the female sheep is going to be a korban chatos. Here we have a chiddush. The Torah tells us in Parsha Shlach that with every korban neder or nedovo, all optional korbanos, namely an oilo or a shlomim, you have to bring together with it a mincha belulav hashemen, flour mixed in oil and wine. But by a chatos and an osham, generally there is no menacha is brought with them. Over here, there is a minchas nesochim brought together with the chatos and osham. That's why it's shloisha esroinim, 1 isoroin for each of the kvosim that we mentioned, mixed in oil. And besides for the oil mixed into the mincha, there is also a loig echot shomen. We'll soon see what we have to do with that. Says Rashi, v'chav soachas lechatos. Why Rashi details what this kavso is meant for, as opposed to the shnei kvosim, I don't know. The concept of nischei, nesochim, is the mincha, flour, the flour, oil, and wine that accompanies an animal that's called nesochim. And over here we have shlosh esroinim for each one of the kvasim. Shechatose ve'ashoim shel metzora tunin nesochim. Normally a chatos and a osham does not need nesochim, only an oil and a shlomim. But over here is a chiddush, they do need nesochim. V'loigichot shomen lazois olav sheva, to sprinkle on the metzora 7 times, as we'll see. And v'litein mimeno al tnuch ozno yumatan v'hoinois, to put on his tnuch of his ear and on his thumb and his big toe, as we'll see. Posuk yudalev v'hemid ha-koyehin ha-metaher eis ho-ish ha-mitaher v'oisom lifnei adonoi pesach oyehel mo'ed. And the Kohen is purifying the man who wants to become purified. The Kohen should set them up in front of Hashem at the entrance of Oyel Moed. Rashi will tell us, although usually Pesach Oyel Moed means in the Azora, but over here the Metzora is not allowed to come into the Azora. He still will be called a Mechusa Kippurim. Until he brings his Korbanos, he has somewhat of a level of Tumah, and he's not allowed to enter the Azora. Rather, it means the Pesach of the Chotzer of Oyel Moed. And he's going to end mamish by the doorway of the Azora. So too in the Beis HaMikdosh, by the doorway of Sha'ar Nikonor, entering the Azora. Says Rashi, Lifnei Hashem b'Sha'ar Nikonor, v'loi b'Azora atzmo. Lefishu Mechusar Kippurim, and a Mechusar Kippurim that did not bring his korbanos yet, may not enter the Azora. Similarly, in the Mishkan, he didn't stay in the Azora, he stood at the Pesach of the Chotzer. Posuk Yudbeis v'lokach ha-kohen es ha-keveh ho-echod v'inkriv oisoi l'oshom v'esloig ha-shomen v'hiniv oisom tenufo lifnei Adonoi. And the Kohen should take one of the male sheep and bring it close into the Azora. That's going to be our oshom, and together with the loig ha-shomen, and together the Kohen does tenufa on the live sheep together with the loig of shemen. By the way, a loig is 4 kiddush cups. A kiddush cup is a revis, haloig, 1/4. A loig is 4 times that, according to Reb Chaim Noe, about a can of soda, and according to Chazon Ish, a little bit more than a 0.5 liter. Says Rashi, v'ikriv oisoi le'oshom, yakirivenu l'toichu azora l'shem oshom, bring him into the azora, and this is going to be our oshom, l'honiv to do tenufa, shu ton, tenufa chai, it needs tenufa while it's alive. Plural, as ha'osham ve'es ha'loig. Ignore the sheni, posuk gimel. Ve'eshochat es ha'keves b'mekoy masho yishchat es ha'chatos ve'es ho'ilo b'mekoy ma'koydesh ki ka'chatos ha'osham hu la'koyhein koydesh kodoshim hu. And then they have to shecht this sheep in the same place where you shecht the chatos and the oilo, in the Azora, namely on the northern side of the Azora, as we saw above in Parshas Vayikra. And don't think, being that this Oshom is going to have strange things that we're going to do with its dam, we're going to put it on the tnuch of the oizen of the Metzora, and on the thumb, and on this big toe. You may have thought, maybe this Oshom is different, and you don't have to put the blood on the Mizbeach, and you don't have to be maktir the chalovim on the Mizbeach. Says the Torah, no. Ki kachatos ha-Oshom u la-Kohen. All the avoiders that a Kohen does, matan domim and the chalovim on the Mizbeach, is identical to a chatos. Well, not exactly identical, because by a chatos, the domim are put on the 4 kronos on the Mizbeach on top. And Oshom, it's Shtei Matonei Shein Alba, on the 2 opposite corners of the Mizbeach, as we saw by a regular Oshom. We saw it above in Parshas Tzav, but it's similar to Achatos, that you do need Matan Domim on the Mizbeach, and you do need to be Makta the Emurim. Kodesh Kodoshim Hu, like any other Kodshei Kodoshim type of Korbonos. Says Rashi, B'mokim Esher Yishchat Es Achatos Ve'esho Oilo. Namely, Al Yerech HaMizbeach Tzofoino, on the northern side of the Mizbeach. Frek Rashi, what's the Chiddush? We saw already in Parshas Tzav that an Oshom needs Shechita B'Tzofoin. So why does the Torah have to repeat it over here? And for Rashi, this Oshom is different than the other Ashomois. This has a special din that we saw in Pasuk and Aleph. Ve'he'emida koyen ha'metayer es ha'ish ha'metayer ve'oisom. The koyen has to stand up, the metayer and his oshom, at the entrance of the Azorah. There's something unique we never find by the other Hashomois. So maybe Yochoil Teishchitosoi b'mokoim ha'amodosoi. I may have thought that you could shecht it where the Oshem is standing with the Metzora at the entrance of the Azoro. Lekach nemar no v'shochad ha'sakevet b'mokoim ha'shoishchad ha'zachadosh v'soilo b'mokoim ha'kodesh. The Torah has to say no. Don't shecht it where you are ma'amidit in Pasuk Yud Aleph. Rather, shecht it b'mokim tzofin in the Azara like echatos and ha'oilo. Kika echatos ha'oshom ulakoyen. Kika chol echatos ha'oshom hazeh ulakoyen. Treat it like echatos. B'chol avoidos atluyos b'koyen. In all the avoidos that a koyen has to do, hush v'oshom zeh lechatos. Why would I think otherwise? Shaloi toimar hoil v'yotzo domoi michlal shara shomois linotel al trucho b'hoinois. Maybe there's a whole different story. The dam goes on the tnuch and the behoinois. Maybe lo yehiton matan domim veimurin vegabe mizbeach. That's what I would have thought. Like achnema, no. Ki kachatos ha'oshom ulakoyen. You do need to put the dam on the walls of the mizbeach, and you do need to be makdir the imurim. Ay, yokoil yehidomoi nitan lamalo kechatos. Once you're comparing an oshom to achatos, maybe you should compare it all the way, that the dam goes on alba kronois on top of the mizbeach. Talmud loimal, the Torah's Kenim learns it out. In Parshas Tzav, it says, V'zois Torah's ha'oshom, to tell me that all Hashomois have the same din, namely, Shtaim Shem Arba, on the two opposite corners of the Mizbeach, on the walls, and this way it ends up on all four walls, as we saw above.
Posuk Yud Aleph, V'lokach ha'koyhein, Midam ha'oshom, ונוסן הכהן אל תנוח אוזן המיטה הרימוניס ועל בוי הן ידוי הרימוניס ועל בוי הן רגלוי הרימוניס.
And the Kohen should take from the blood of the Oshom that was just shechted, and the Kohen should place it on the right ear, the tnuch of the right ear. The tnuch is the part of cartilage that's right by the hole of the ear, according to Rashi. ועל בוי הן ידוי הרימוניס, and on his right thumb and on his right big toe. Says Rashi, Tnuch geder emtsoi sheba oizen, right in the middle of the ear. Loshen Tnuch lo yinoid ali, I don't know what the word Tnuch, how it means that, but that's what it means. Poizrim koiriloi tanderus. Boyhen is a good old a thumb.
Pozuk tezvo, vavelokach akoyhen, miloi gashomen, viyotzak al kaf akoyhen asemolis.
Then the Kohen takes the loig shomen, which we did Tnuch for before, with the Oshom. It seems like it's somewhat connected to this Oshom. And the Kohen pours it onto his left palm, his left hand.
And
the Kohen takes his right finger and dips it into his left hand. And he sprinkles from the blood with his finger 7 times towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. As Rashi says, Lifnei Hashem, Keneged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. He's not in the Heichol, he didn't go into the Mishkan. He's standing in the Azara, but he sprinkles towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim.
Posuk Yud Zayin Umiyeser Hashemen Asher Al Kapo Yitein HaKohen Al Tenuch Oizen Amitai Haimonis Balboi Hen Yodoi Haimonis Balboi Hen Ragloi Haimonis Al Dam Hoshom.
And from whatever is left over from the shemen in his left hand, after he did the 7 sprinkles towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kohen puts it on the tnuch of the right ear of the mitayer, and his right thumb and his right big toe on the very same place where he put the blood of the Oshom in Posuk Yudalit.
And
whatever's left from the oil, the Kohen puts it on the head of the mitaher, and he will be mechaper, he will atone for him in front of Hashem. So to sum up, there were 3 things done with this oil. Number 1, sprinkled it 7 times towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Number 2, he put it on his right ear, right thumb, and right toe, right big toe. And number three, the rest he put on the mitayer's head.
Posuk yutes voso akoyhenes ha'chatos v'chiper al mitayer mitumosoi v'achal yishchat es ho'oilo.
And then the Kohen does the chatos, which was the kavsa, the female sheep, and he processes it like any other chatos chitzoino that we saw above in Parshas Vayikra and Tzav. And the Kohen should be mechaper, should atone on the mitayer from his tumor, and then afterwards he shechts the other male sheep as an oilo.
Ve'helo akoyhen es ho'oilo ve'samincho amizbeicho ve'chipero lo akoyhen ve'toher.
And after the Kohen shechts the oilo, after he does hefshet, he skins it and cuts it up according to its parts, then he puts the whole thing on the mizbeach, like any other korban oilo, and the entire mincha, the shloisha esroinim that we saw in posuk yud, mixed in oil, is also going to go entirely on the mizbeach. This is not treated as a regular mincha where the Kohen does kmitza and the rest of the mincha is baked into matzahs and eaten by the kohanim, because this is a minchas nesachim. And a minchas nesachim, no kmitza is done and it's not eaten. The whole mincha is burnt on the mizbeach. We learned that out from the fact that the Torah compares over here the oilo and the mincha together. And by doing all this, the Kohen will atone for the Metzora, and now he is completely tohoil.
Posuk chof alef v'im dalhu v'ein yodo im aseges v'lokach keves echod oshom nisnufo lechaper olov v'yisoroin soiles echod bolul b'shemen elemincho v'loig shomen. Ushtei soirim oi shenei b'nei oi no asher tasig yodoi.
But if this Metzora is a dal, he's poor, and he can't afford three animals, then we go easy on him. One animal we can't go without. He needs an oshom, and that has to be brought from a male sheep. And we're going to do tnufa with it. And that has to come with an isorin soiles echod bolul v'ashem elamincho. Like we saw before, by Metzora there's a chiddush that an oshom gets a minchas nesachim, but only one isorin, as opposed to three before, because there is only one animal being brought over here. V'loik shomen, and that we also have like before. The difference is the following pasuk. Instead of the two animals, the male and female sheep, for the chatos and oilo, now we're going to bring two birds, two toirim, two pigeons, or two doves, whatever he could afford. One of them will be a chatos, and the other an oilo.
Says Rashi, v'yisorin soiles echod lakeves zeh shehu echod.
One sheep, one isorin. Yo, v'yisorin echod l'nesochov. Because it's not a din that a metzora has to bring three isorinim. He has to bring an isorin per animal. So if there's only one animal, only one isorin.
V'loik shomen los es mimenu ala bahoinois, to put on the tnuch and on the thumb and the big toe.
The Torah doesn't tell us how much oil is meant to go in the minchas nesachim, how much oil is mixed into the flour.
It says Rashi, v'shemen shel nischei amincho lehuska kakosu lefarash.
How much is it? Because you learn it in Parsha Shlach, in the main parsha of the nesachim. Over there it will tell you that every keves gets a revis hahin, one quarter of a hin, which is three loig shemen. According to Reb Chaim Noe, about a liter, and according to Chazon Ish, about a liter and a half. Why Rashi makes this comment over here and not above by a Metzora Oshil? There also, it did not give you the shear of the oil mixed into the mincha. I don't know.
Posuk chov gimel behevi oisom bayo im ashmini letohorosoi el akoyhen el pesach oy hel moy eid lifnei adonoi.
And the mitayer should bring his korbonos on the eighth day from when he started his tahara process with the birds and the sprinkling of the etzeres eidim shnitiloas. On the eighth day from then, he brings this to the entrance of oil moyed. Again, he can't come into the azora because he's still a mechusar kippurim. He's standing at the entrance.
Says Rashi, "Bayom Hashmini letohorosoi, Shmini letziporim ulazoas, eitz erez ve'ezev shnitiloas."
The eighth day from when all that was done. Why Rashi chose to say it over here and not above in posuk yud? Over there also it says uvayoyim Hashmini. I don't know. פסוק חוב דלת ולוקח הכהן את כבש הושם וסלויג השומן והניף אויסום הכהן את תנופו לפני אדוני. The Kohen takes the male sheep meant for the Oshom and the Loig HaShomen and he does Tznufa while the sheep is alive.
V'shochat es keves ha-Oshom v'lokach ha-Kohen midam ha-Oshom v'nosan al tnuch oizen ha-mitair ha-imonis v'al boi hen yodoi ha-imonis v'al boi hen ragloi ha-imonis.
And they shecht the sheep for the Oshom and the Kohen takes from the blood of the Oshom and he puts it on the right tnuch of the right ear of the mitair and the right thumb and the right big toe, identical to a mitzoyr oshir. As far as the oshim is concerned, there is no difference.
Umin Hashem eni tzoyka koyhein al kaf koyhein hasmolis veizo koyhein beetzboi haimonis min Hashem en asher al kapoy hasmolis sheva peomim lifnei adoinoi venosan koyhein min Hashem en asher al kapoy al tenuch oizan amitair haimonis ועל בוי הן ידוי האימוניס, ועל בוי הן רגלוי האימוניס, על מקוים דם הושום.
And the loig shomen is also treated the same way by a metzora oshir. The Kohen takes some of the oil and pours it on his left hand, and he takes his right finger and sprinkles it from the oil on his left hand 7 times towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then the Kohen takes from the oil in his left hand, he puts it with his right finger on the tnuch of the amitai raimonis, on the big thumb, on the thumb, the right thumb and the right big toe, al mikoim dam ha'oshom. There's an extra word over here than we had in posuk yud zayin. Over there it says al dam ha'oshom. Here it says al mikoim dam ha'oshom. What does that come to teach us? Says Rashi, al mikoim dam ha'oshom afilu niskaneach adam. Even if the blood of the Oshom is no longer there, it was wiped away, nevertheless, it's also okay. You would have thought it has to be put on the blood of the Oshom. And if there's no blood of the Oshom, we got to start all over again. Says the Torah, no. Al mekoim dam Oshom, where the dam Oshom was, that's where you have to put the Shemen. Limei chayin adam goyrem. It's not a din, the blood has to go on the dam, rather it's got to go on the location where the dam was, namely the tnuch, the boyen, the yodoyen, boyen ragloi.
Posuk choftes v'hanoiso min ha-shemen, asher al kaf ha-kohen itein al roish ha-mitaher lechaper olov lifnei adonai.
And whatever left over from the oil on his left, the kohen's left hand, he puts it on the head of the mitaher, to atone for him in front of Hashem, just like we saw by the Metzora Oshir.
Ve'oso es ho'echod min ha'tuirim o'in min b'nei ha'yoino me'asher tasig yodoi. Eis asher tasig yodoi. Es ho'echod chatos ve'es ho'echod o'ilo. Al ha'mincho ve'chiper ha'koyein. Al ha'mitaher lifnei adoinoi.
And then we get to the birds, whether it be the two pigeons or the two doves, whatever he could afford. The pasuk sounds like that Torim and Bnei Yoino have a different price. One is more expensive, one is cheaper. I don't know which is which. But the pasuk says, whatever he could afford, then one of them will be a chatos and the other will be an oilo. How to process them, we learned above in Parashas Vayikra. And that's besides for the Minchas Nesochim that was completely burnt, the Minchas Nesochim that comes together with the Oshom that was completely burnt.
Zo istoiras asher boi negatzoroas asher lo isasig yodoi betorosoi.
These are the halachos of somebody who had a negatzoroas and wants to become tor, but he can't afford the regular way of doing it, namely the 3 animal korbonos. So he has to bring only 1 animal korbon for an oshom, and the oilo, and the chatos will come from birds. The Maimer Amuzgo, parenthetically, keep track that this is the 4th oshom out of 6 that we have in the Torah. 3 of them we learned at the end of Parshas Vayikra, Oshom Me'ilois, Oshom Toluy, and Oshom Gzelois, and here we have an Oshom Mitzoiro. The only difference is that the first 3 in Vayikra were all Elim, rams, and this one is a Keves, an isle is over 1 year old, and a Keves is within its 1st year. We have 2 more Oshomois to go, one of them Oshom Shivcha Charufo in Parshas Kedoshim, and another one Oshom Nozir in Parshas Nosoi. עד כאן, the first topic of פרשת מצוירו, זו אשתי יהיה תוירס המצוירו, ביום תוהרוסוי.